5,000 houses will eventually be built here at Priors Hall, and two of the first residents are Dan Bennett and Hannah Pizzi, and you're moving in on Thursday.
Yeah, that's correct.
Why did you decide to buy a house here at Priors Hall?
We just like the idea of all the open space and the fact that it's totally different to any other building site we'd looked at.
Different in what way?
Just the open space and the fact that there's loads of communal areas, and they seem to be building a real... There's a real atmosphere up here when we came to look at it.
And Hannah, do you live locally at the moment?
We do. We live in Geddington at the minute.
So you're not moving that far?
No, not too far. Close enough to work.
And so why move from a lovely village like Geddington to Corby? Did a few people raise their eyebrows when you said that?
No, not at all. We're moving out of the family home, so we're buying a house for ourselves.
It must be quite nice being some of the first residents of a huge development like this.
I'm just excited to see all our stuff in our house, really. It's been nice to have nice neighbours and just have live somewhere different. Nowhere else is like this, so it'd be nice to be somewhere different.
Do you think people's attitudes to Corby are changing?
Yes, because I think Corby's changing, so I think people are changing with that.
Corby's always had a bad reputation, if I can say that. There's a lot of money being invested into Corby, and people's ideas of Corby seem to be changing.
Well, best of luck in the new house. Hope the move goes smoothly on Thursday, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The ribbon to the first house here at Priors Hall has just been cut, and the man cutting that ribbon was Sir Bob Kerslake, who's the chief executive of the Homes and Communities Agency. Now, that's the organisation that distributes government money for house building, and Priors Hall has benefited a lot, hasn't it, from that money?
Well, yes, it has. We've put significant money into Priors Hall to kickstart development, but it's important to say that's alongside private money as well. And what we've been able to do, I think, is to deliver over 400 homes, but the prospect of many more homes to come. So for us, this has been money well spent. We've got vital new housing, and it will set the scene for more to come.
Do you think it's fair to say that this development wouldn't have started without that government money kick-starting it?
I think it's absolutely clear it wouldn't have done. When I came here a year ago, this was a pretty undeveloped and barren site. It was evident that to get something to happen, it needed a combination of public and private activity. And we were at a point where the market was very, very difficult indeed. So it definitely needed that combination of ambition by the private sector and some public support.
Given that the economy is picking up slightly, but it's still very difficult, is government money still needed for the house building around the country?
It remains a fragile market, not to the degree it was a year or so ago, but it remains fragile. And yes, money will be less, but there still will be public money going in to supporting and encouraging house building.
Is it enough, do you think?
Well, as always, you'd like more. There's clearly more you can do if you've got more money. But the challenge for us is to make the best possible use of the funding we do have available to make the maximum impact. And that's what I think we will try to do.
Corby is one of the fastest growing parts of the country at the moment. Will that continue?
I think it still has the potential to grow and grow further. They're building in the facilities now, the environment, the landscaping, the facilities in the town centre that give it the opportunity to continue growing. It's a short train journey to London. It's got a lot going for it, Corby, and I think it's still going to be well set to continue to grow.